Okay, we'll go ahead and get started here. My name is Barney Gordon. I know a few of you. Most of you I don't know. I spent part of my career at Auburn University and most of my career at Kansas State University. In 2010, I moved back home to West Tennessee. I was raised on a cotton farm and still have the privilege today to live on a farm that's been in the family since 1850. So a lot of the data that I'll show you actually came from our farm in West Tennessee. So we are going to talk about a little bit of improving cotton nutrition with enhanced efficiency fertilizers and seed treatments. Cotton yield is increasing over the years. Look at 75 through 2014 here. Upward trend. So the more yield potential we have in our cotton varieties, the more nutrient we take and the more we need to be aware of nutrient efficiencies. Phosphorus, very important nutrient. It's required for a lot of things, for plant growth and development, integer storage and transfer, photosynthesis, cell growth. Root development is very important. Increased root growth increases both absorption of water and nutrients, so phosphorus is very critical. There are some problems, however, with phosphorus fertilizer efficiencies. Crop recovery of applied P is often low, can be as low as 25% during the season of application. High pH, pH is fixed by calcium and magnesium. At low pH, P is fixed by iron and aluminum. Specialty fertilizer products is now Verdesian Life Sciences. They bought that company this year. Developed and patented a family of dicarboxylic copolymers. Used as a coating on granular phosphate fertilizers, MAP and DAP, or mixed into liquid phosphate fertilizers like 1034O. These compounds have a very high cation exchange capacity, about 1800 milliequivalents per 100 grams. The structure is specific to attracting and absorbing multivalent cations. Functionality is not affected by pH, temperature, or ionic strength. Copolymer is very biodegradable and water-soluble, persists over a season, but not from season to season. So the mode of action, the polymer is called a veil, is the product, and it sequesters antagonistic cations out of the soil solution. This means the calcium and magnesium and the iron and aluminum that attract and hold the phosphate and form insoluble compounds are rendered rather ineffective. So the P remains unfixed and available for plant uptake. And at least in theory, results in highly concentrated zones of available P for plants. This is a shot on our farm at Grand Junction, looking at 30 pounds P2O5 plus a veil, the compound there, 30 pounds P2O5 without a veil. Source of P fertilizer here was MAP. It was broadcast approximately 2 weeks prior to planting in a no-till production system. And you can see some growth differences there between the veil product and the same amount of fertilizer P without a veil. This is looking at two locations, six site years. This was conducted in Hardeman County, Tennessee, and Fayette County, Tennessee, adjacent counties there in the southwest part of the state. These soils were not low in available P, according to soil test recommendations by the University of Tennessee. They were in the medium soil test range. So not low in available P. Locations here, the fields within these two locations changed every year, so there were actually six different fields here. But if we look at different P rates, 30 and 60 pounds P2O5 plus the zero rate, a nice response to applied phosphorus fertilizer, for one thing, at this particular site. Even though it wasn't low in available P, none of these fields were. They were all in the medium to upper part of the medium soil test range. If we look down there, 60 pounds P2O5, no avail over the six site years, 898 pounds of lint per acre. If we look down there at 30 pounds P2O5 with avail, we see 980, so 898 versus 980 with the use of a veil. phosphorus fertilizers over these 6 site years. So about 82 pounds per acre yield advantage during those period over these 2 locations. Looking at leaf tissue, phosphorus, the uppermost fully expanded leaves at full bloom, this was in early August of every year, we saw the same trend here as we saw with the lint yields. We found more phosphorus in the plant at this particular leaf stage with 30 pounds P2O5 plus a bale than 60 pounds per acre without a 0.467% 60 pounds P2O5 without a veil versus 0.549 with the avail. So the plant, the product actually does what it's advertised to do in that it does get more phosphorus in the plant. It keeps that phosphorus more available in these situations. This is a shot from the Ames Plantation, one of our sites there in Fayette County, Tennessee, looking at MAP plus a bale and an OP plot in the background there. So even though this was not low, we did get a growth response and a yield response to applied phosphorus fertilizer. Again, this is Ames Plantation site, 60 pounds P2O5 plus a bale, 60 pounds P2O5 plus MAP, just as MAP in the background, though. And you can, again, see some growth differences between the avail-treated fertilizer and the untreated fertilizer. This is a farmer's field, Alamo, Tennessee. This is central part of West Tennessee, north of I-40. It was a farmer's field, 80-acre field. All these treatments were replicated 3 times with strips through the fields. Looking again, we got to about the same results we did with the experiments we did in the small plots. 80 pounds of P2O5 as MAP without avail, 994 pounds of lint per acre, 40 pounds P2O5 treated with avail, 1095. So it, again, kind of reestablishes what we found in a larger field-scale study that we found in the small plots. This is some earlier work from the 90s done at LSU, just showing the value of starter fertilizer on cotton, looking at surface band fertilizer versus in-furrow. This was looking at 6 site years in the Delta area of Louisiana, 12 gallons per acre, 1106 pounds per acre over those 6 site years, versus the in-furrow, 1081, nice yield increases over the check. So you can get some good results with surface band starter fertilizers. And this is looking at that with and without avail. 10 gallons of 1034-0, 970 pounds per acre, without avail, with avail about 1103. So again, a nice response to starter fertilizer with or without avail, and a little better response with avail than the 1034-0 by itself. Now look a little bit about nitrogen, pretty crucial element. Can be lost in lots of different ways here. Mobilization, denitrification, ammonia volatilization, hydrolysis of urea, catalyzed by the urease enzyme, and leaching. In losses due to volatilization from broadcast urea, especially in no-till situations where we have a lot of urease present, can be significant, can be 10 to 20% of the applied nitrogen. This particular study I show here is with corn, but it just illustrates what the losses can be. Urea broadcast in corn stubble resulted in a 29% N loss, and peak loss was nearly 3 pounds of N per acre per hour. So those losses can occur quite rapidly, and they can be quite significant with surface-applied urea-containing products. So Nutrisphere is another product, a long-chain polymer. It works on the same principle as the Avail product, has a very strong negative charge. It attracts metal cations, Nickel ions are very involved with the urease enzyme. They're an essential cofactor, and the Nutrisphere sequesters those nickel ions out of the soil solution. The result is slowed hydrolysis of urea. And the slowed nitrification also, the cofactors involved with biological nitrogen fixation, nitrosomus and nitrobacter, or iron and copper ions. And this material sequesters them out, so it keeps more of the nitrogen in the ammonium form, which also reduces leaching losses and denitrification losses. So it keeps more of the nitrogen in that ammonium form. A couple experiments here we did, looking at applied urea and a urea with Nutrisphere in. This was applied broadcast to the soil surface, no-till situation, before planting. 40, 80, 120 pounds of nitrogen. We got our maximum yield response with the urea plus the Nutrisphere with about 80 pounds of nitrogen. Straight line response to nitrogen with the urea by itself up to 120. Looking at all pre-plant nitrogen, split nitrogen, half pre-plant, half as a side dress, versus all pre-plant urea plus the Nutrisphere product. Better yields with the urea where we split it and applied it all pre-plant, but as good a yields with the split application of urea with the all pre-plant with the and urea treated with the Nutrisphere. Ammonium nitrate. Tennessee Farmers Co-op is one of the largest users of ammonium nitrate in the United States, and they're in the process of switching over to urea. So we compared ammonium nitrate, urea treated with Nutrisphere, urea by itself. Again, better yields with ammonium nitrate than urea by itself, but when we treated the urea with Nutrisphere, we got equal results at all levels of nitrogen, 40, 80, and 120, with the use of the Nutrisphere-treated urea. And just a brief word about, this is the first year of this experiment. Tuxedo is a new product. It's a polymer, just like Nutrisphere and Avail. Contains zinc, manganese, and copper. It's applied directly to the seed. Had a study this first year at the AgriCenter International in Memphis. This is on Wolf River bottom there. This is river bottom soil. Significant stress this year, both due to water and coal. Three different varieties here, looking at two Stoneville and a Phytogen variety. We got better results consistently with the seed treatment Tuxedo than we did with no seed treatment on all three of those varieties. Again, pretty nice yield increases with the Tuxedo. Again, just one year. I've done a study like this before with soybeans, and results were rather inconsistently. Sometimes we got a yield increase, sometimes we didn't. And looking at the zinc, manganese, and copper, increases in leaf tissue, zinc, and manganese, no difference in the copper, though. Not significant differences between the Tuxedo and the no Tuxedo. So just to sum up, influencing or controlling reactions in the microenvironment around the fertilizer granule has proven to have a significant benefit to the availability of applied phosphorus. The use of Avail, Nutrisphere, and this 1 year of the experiment at least with the seed treatment Tuxedo increased nutrient uptake and yield of cotton. Thank you.
We have time for maybe one quick question. So did you guys actually tissue test for the Avail and Nutrisphere studies? Did I miss those? Or
mm-hmm.
You guys did?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw?
Yeah, we took at full bloom early August every year, the most fully expanded tissue.
Okay.
And that's what I reported. We have other two, but I didn't think we'd had time to go into
okay.
a detailed discussion on nutrient uptake.
Anybody else?
Your band applying those products?
They were broadcast. both the Avail products, the MAP or the DAP, and the urea well broadcast.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.